This is Lou Elizondo, and you are listening to That UFO Podcast.
Joining me now, fresh from today's skiff in Washington, is Congressman Tim Burchett. Tim, welcome back, and interesting day so far.
Just another day on Capitol Hill, brother.
Now, listen, you say another day, but, you know, interesting topic of conversation, potentially. What was the purpose of today's skiff?
Well, we brought in a fellow who was, I guess, just to establish that Grush's legitimacy and his claims that he made about things.
And Congressman Jared Moskowitz told Askapol that after the skiff that it was the first real briefing you all had had. Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy said he didn't get the answers he wanted as relates to the substance of David Grush's claims. Now, that seems a mixed bag. Is that fair to say?
I'd say it's fair to say, but I think everybody left there thinking and knowing that Grush is legit. If they didn't think that before, I think... And I tell you, the best thing about it was we had 16 members there, Republicans and Democrats, and there was not a harsh word spoken to anybody back or forth. Everybody was cordial. Everybody complimented the other. When Democrats would ask a question, maybe a Republican would say, "Hey, could you?" And then they'd say, "Yeah, that's great." Or a Republican, vice versa. So this is clearly a bipartisan issue, which is something that they will not divide us on.
One of the big topics of conversation in the community is the word somber that Lou Elizondo used some time ago to say how he felt about what he knows. Did anyone come out of the skiff today feeling any different or somber towards the UFO topic?
I don't know. I couldn't speak to that. I'm already there, so it would be difficult for me to... assume that about anybody, but I suspect the reason that more people were there is because people back home are saying, "I'm tired of this. We're spending all these millions of dollars on this issue. Let's get to it. Let me know what's going on. I can handle it."
And for you, Tim, has this gone any way to shaking off the disappointment of the UAP Disclosure Act from the NDAA being watered down so drastically?
No, I mean, that's just the big boys. They screwed up on that one because now you got Schumer on their tail and they just, their arrogance. Either that or they just did that long enough to where they could cover it up a little further, which is probably more in line of their line of thinking. And it's clearly the tail wagging the dog. You have unelected bureaucrats telling Congress, going beyond the Constitution, because we have the constitutional authority, obviously, over these departments, these unelected bureaucrats, and they're telling us what to do.
You can't discuss the nature of the content that was in today's skiff, but what direction has today's information given you and your colleagues?
I think we know where we need to start looking a little more. I think I knew, but I needed the others to come to that conclusion, and I think they have.
I think I'd seen some of your comments immediately after, again from Askapol, that it was a who and maybe not a where. And do you know exactly who you're going to be calling to potentially testify?
I have some ideas, but I'm not going to share them because I did that the last time. You know, we were supposed to have like 12 people testify, and only three showed up, and they were all bombshells, by the way. They didn't bomb. They were bombshells. They were great. And so I'm hoping maybe I'm going to keep those pretty close to the cuff until it's mandatory that I release those names.
And I have to ask, is Bob Lazar one of the names you would be calling?
As I stated, I'm not going to say who or if anybody, I'm just not going to release that right now.
I know we had a very short time together for this one, Tim, and I appreciate your time. But any final words for those listening and watching as to where we are?
Just keep the pressure on. We might get there. I don't know that we will or not, but let's keep the pressure on. I think that's the key to this whole thing. And that's why they're coming to the table now. because they know, they know people are, they know we're over the target. And that's why they tried to destroy Grush.
Well, again, thanks to you and your colleagues on this bipartisan issue. Good work so far, and keep it up, Tim. Much appreciated.
Thank you, brother. It's always a pleasure.